Good morning and happy Mother's Day. Welcome to Rutgers Community Christian Church. We are delighted to have you join us for a time of corporate worship, prayer, and teaching of the Word. May the Lord richly bless your time with us today. Let us bow our heads in humble gratitude and approach His throne of mercy in confession and prayer. Our Father in heaven and on earth, your mercy endures forever. Your love endures forever. Your word endures forever. Your faithfulness is from generation to generation. You are the unmovable rock. You are for us. You have chosen us. You have saved us. You have blessed us far beyond our own merit. We confess that we are easily distracted and may have lost our passion, our first love for you. Instead, we squander our love to our possessions, our pleasures, our pride, and ourselves. For this we repent. We confess our neglect of your word, the Bible. We spend more time seeking for wisdom on Google and consuming social media than we do reading your word. For this we repent. We confess our prayerlessness. We ask others to pray for us, but we don't fall on our knees to pray for ourselves. We often come short of seeking after you and asking with great faith. For this we repent. We confess that we give you the leftovers of our time, our thoughts, our emotions, and our money. We waste time on things that have no eternal value. We may do many good deeds and acts of ministry instead of spending more time at your feet. For this we repent. Holy Lord, we claim your promise that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and purify us. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you that although we are sinners, although you were sinless, you became sin for us that we might be right with you. Lord, we thank you today for blessing us with our mothers, for the women you have provided to care, love, and support our daily needs. There are countless ways that moms have blessed us with preparing meals and clothing, for cleaning, for instilling good habits and prohibiting sin habits, for praying, comforting, driving us everywhere. Lord, we pray that our moms will clearly sense gratitude from us as their children and her reward from you as her heavenly Father. We pray that you may reconcile our broken relationships, heal our broken hearts, and redeem all that have been once lost. Lord, we continue to pray for our church as we look forward to reopening and meeting in person again. Thank you for sustaining and protecting us through these difficult times of uncertainties. We continue to trust in your sovereignty and in your generous love. We pray that we may live wisely and unselfishly to honor Jesus Christ whom we serve. We pray for perseverance for our brothers and sisters who are recovering from illnesses, from loss, from isolation and hardships. We pray for your love to abound in our community and our fellowship. We pray for strength, peace, and courage as you renew our hope day by day. In the magnificent name of our beautiful Savior, Lord Jesus, be glorified. Amen.
On this episode of the Yuen Brothers, Metal Sides is among us.
What a great morning. Now that my bed's all made, I can go check up on John.
Are my treasures safe and sound? Ah, why, yes, they are.
Hey, John.
Why, good morning, Andrew.
Remember, the big day today. Metal Side is coming for an exclusive concert. There's like a ton of things to do. So please do your assigned chores and remember to wear your mask.
Okay. Metal Sides, chores, mask, check. Got it.
Okay, clothe the mannequin, check. Interesting outfit choice.
Ah, time to polish the ruby. Ooh, you're looking nice and shiny today, Mr. Ruby. See you later.
Check if all the bathrooms are clean. Check.
Wow, there are so many towels on the ground. Got you. Oh man, that must be Metal Sides. Coming by helicopter. I'll finish this later. Gotta make sure to greet our guest of honor. Welcome, Metal Sides. Hope your trip wasn't too bad. Let's make our way to the library so that you can meet everyone else.
Hey, haven't seen you in a while. How are you?
Hey, yeah, it's all good to see you. You know how it is. I'm holding on.
I'm totally excited for this exclusive concert. I've been a longtime Metal Sides fan.
Welcome, everyone. I'd like to introduce to you the man of the hour, Metal Sides.
Before we begin, there are a couple of ground rules. First, please wear masks at all times. And secondly, please stay 6 feet apart at all times. Ma'am, you in the blue, can you please move farther apart?
Okay. Let's get on to the exclusive concert, shall we?
Meanwhile,
man, there's still so many things I gotta do. Time to make lunch. Burgers. Check. Time to take out the garbage. Check. Oh man, he didn't pick up all the towels. But instead he's watching a concert. But there's so many things to do. So frustrated.
Meanwhile.
Wait, what happened?
Yeah, is something wrong?
Why would you interrupt the musical genius of Metal Sides?
I call this meeting to say that I'm tired of doing all the cleaning and preparations myself. There's so much to be done, and John and I are supposed to split the work. And he hasn't finished his chores at all. Instead, he's just standing there and listening to the concert. It's not fair, and it's not right.
Oh no! Andrew is frustrated doing chores while John is enjoying the musical stylings of Metal Sides. Who chose what is better? Will the interrupted concert continue? What will happen with the Yuan brothers? Stay tuned to find out.
If you can grab your Bible, please open it and read along with me. When we read the Word of God, let us honor His presence by standing. Today's scripture comes from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Please stand for the reading of God's holy word. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. As Jesus and His disciples were on their way, He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Please be seated. Good morning and happy Mother's Day. May the Lord bless every mom to enjoy today and be treasured by family and friends. Modern day parenting is all-consuming, especially during this pandemic season. We all need a day off. We worry from the day we bring that baby home to throughout the rest of their lives. The work seems endless, but we want what is better. This morning, we will focus on a vignette between Jesus, Martha, and Mary in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42. May the word of God speak into our lives today. We live in such a Martha world, a fast-paced life with so much to do and so little time, resulting in anxiety and frustration. We spread ourselves thin, rush through life's demands without enough time to really enjoy. With many good things on our plate, we can get so distracted from the better thing. Sadly, like Martha, we can end up overwhelmed and even judgmental. Before this story took place, Jesus had been traveling here and there, doing public ministry and helping people with desperate needs. He healed the sick, he cast out demons, he forgave sins, but mostly he was teaching his disciples. And this story was yet another teachable moment. Verse 38, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened up her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. We don't know if this meeting was their first or their 100th time. We don't know if Martha invites Jesus or Jesus invites himself. But regardless, she welcomes Jesus and his hungry, tired companions into her home. It was no small task. She had a mental checklist: prepare the big meal, set the table, provide comfortable place to rest. Today, when unexpected guests arrive, we might get some help from Costco or Chinese takeout. But Martha was a superwoman job here. No worries, because my sister Mary can help me, or so she thought. We can see a few observations about the characters in this passage. First of all, Jesus valued relationships. Jesus needs friends, not just groupies or people who want to get something from him, but real friends to simply love and care for him. Public ministers and leaders need to have personal friends. While they care for many others, who will take care of them? Who will provide them a safe space? Who will accept their quirks and their failures with no agendas and no judgment? Jesus becomes close with Martha's family. If Jesus lived today, would Jesus want to come to my house or to your house? Would he choose you or I to be true friends with him? Do you have the character and compassion to nurture and refresh a worn-out pastor or a hurting leader? Because it is really the behind-the-scenes, the invisible friends who bring out what is better in the visible leaders to become great. Secondly, Jesus welcomes sister friends into his life. Now, what is a sister friend? She is not a girlfriend, a romantic interest. She is a little sister that a guy treats with absolute purity. 1 Timothy 5:2 teaches us that ladies should treat men like brothers, And men should treat a younger woman like sisters, with absolute purity. But through our 21st century lens, we have weird BGRs that need constant DTRs. You know, boy-girl relationships define the relationship. If anyone pays extra attention, we may automatically wonder, does he like me or does she like me? Through our 21st century lens, people today may wonder, is Jesus involved in a love triangle? I mean, is Martha jealous that Jesus is paying attention, more attention to her sister? Is Mary displaying a crush on Jesus by adoringly idolizing his feet? Not at all. Jesus purely loved them as sister friends, perhaps like sisters that perhaps he never had, as far as we know. God intends men and women of faith to radically love each other, treating each other with integrity, respect, holiness, and purity. Now, third, Jesus teaches women as disciples. This is yet another radical concept in their time and culture, because men and women are not to cross boundaries, not even for holy pursuits. Genders are divided everywhere, in public spaces, in worship, and at home. The public living room is strictly a male space, and the kitchen was strictly a female space. But now Jesus redefines the traditional gender boundary in Israel and allows Mary to cross the invisible boundary in order to advance the gospel. Jesus eliminates this limitation and brings salvation opportunity to all. Galatians 3:28 says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free. There is neither male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." According to scholars like N.T. Wright, the real underlying issue Martha takes with Mary is a gender one. Martha is actually concerned that Mary is behaving inappropriately, as if she were a man, like other male disciples. And if Mary is being inappropriate, Jesus should put her back into her place. Now, to sit at someone's feet means to study or to learn under them. To sit at the feet of a teacher is a male privilege. In Acts chapter 22, verse 3, Saul of Tarsus sat at the feet of Gamaliel, listening to the rabbi and studying under his discipleship. Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet, paying close attention and learning in order to teach people, teach others, and pass on Jesus' words. Jesus affirms Mary, however, hoping that Martha would also sit at his feet too. But instead of sitting down, Martha expresses a meltdown. Verse 40, "But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, 'Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.'" She focuses on the work while her sister focuses on the word of Jesus. She is distracted by feeding others while her sister is receiving spiritual feeding. The word distracted means to be pulled away, to be dragged away from what? Pulled away from the priority of listening to the word of God. Pulled away by what? By the meal preparations, by the busyness, by doing good things that were all commanded in Scripture. You know, in the Bible, it says that showing hospitality is actually good.
Also, in the Bible, it says that a woman keeping her home is good. In the Bible, it says that entertaining guests is good. But Jesus comes to the home of Martha and Mary to teach them the truth. There are many reasons that can distract us from sitting down and listening to Jesus. But these distractions may all be actually good ones. Recreational sports and exercise, birthday parties, SAT prep classes, food shopping, recitals, language lessons, car repairs, staying, sleep, catching up on your sleep. These can all be good things, but they can really pull us away from the priority of listening to the Word of God, and it might leave us in complete exhaustion, burnout, and actually further away from Jesus. When Martha asked, "Lord, don't you care?" it sadly comes across as, "Lord, don't you care about me?" Jesus valued his relationships, even with two very different sisters and two very different temperaments. If in your own family, have you noticed how two siblings can be complete opposites, like night and day? Both types carry good, but also the potential bad. Different can be good as well as be annoying to one another. We can irritate each other and cause great frustrations. But it appears that Martha becomes overwhelmed with the preparations and underwhelmed with her sister. Martha is a type A. She's driven and responsible. She's a perfectionistic, task-oriented, a real tiger woman. In terms of birth order, Martha probably was the firstborn. Mary is type B, laid back and reflective. She gets there when she gets there. She's event-oriented. She's a really lovely butterfly floating pleasantly through life. She's most likely the baby of the family. One is active, the other is contemplative. One is a doer, and the other is a thinker. One is a leader, and the other is a follower. However, without one, they would have nothing to eat. Without the other, they would not be in worship. Both Martha and Mary are praiseworthy women, but they both have flaws too. They both have faith, they both love the Lord, but they express their love very differently. Mary is the model of the contemplative life. She is seen as a spiritual hero to nuns who prays 24/7, fast, meditates on scripture, likes solitude. She loves silent retreats. Martha is the model of the active Christian living. She may gravitate towards community service. She fights for social justice. She loves doing missions, outreach, and feeding the hungry. This Martha and Mary are mentioned three times, only three places in the Bible, and each time we find Mary being Mary and Martha being Martha. Something rather amusing about Mary, all three times Mary is mentioned. She has the same posture, kneeling at Jesus' feet. When Jesus comes for dinner in Luke chapter 10 here, she sits at Jesus' feet. Later, when Lazarus dies in John 11, she falls at Jesus' feet in grief and weeping. And then when Jesus comes to dinner again in John chapter 12, Mary took a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. She really likes Jesus' feet. For Mary, it is all about her devotion to be at Jesus' feet. For Martha, it's all about serving Jesus with her hands. Different sisters, different temperaments, yet both are praiseworthy and loved. Martha is seen as a Proverbs 31 woman who works vigorously with eager hands. She is also praiseworthy. She is diligent and avoids idleness. Jesus loved her as she is. It says in John 11:5, now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Martha has spiritual depth too, calling Jesus Lord and declaring in John 11:27, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. After Jesus raised Lazarus, Martha had another chance to do her Martha thing, to serve dinner again. At that time, there was no meltdown. She kept her priorities straight. A dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him in John 12. She may have remembered back to this moment how Jesus comforted her in his loving rebuke and gentle reminder, Martha, Martha. The Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Martha, Martha, you are worried about many things, but you have lost sight on the one thing that really matters. Don't get so distracted by doing good that you miss out on what is better. We can be so distracted and overwhelmed with doing many, many good things, really good things, and then miss out on what is better. Only one thing is needed. Yes, you are doing good things, but you are all messed up inside. Martha, Martha, you are restless and without peace. You are frustrated and without joy. You are angry and without love. Don't forget what this is all about. I am here with you. Wouldn't you like to spend some time with me? When you're raising a child, you give them what you feel is best. The best preschool, the best high school, the best college, the best sports, the best music teachers, the best extracurricular. There are many activities that dominate family, time, energy, and money. So many good things. But are you better? Are you closer to Jesus? Every good blessing that God has intended for our immense delight can have the joy sapped away out of us when filled with anxiety and worry. What is better? Bigger, better, more, busier, fuller? So many good things. Are we choosing what is better? It is humbling for Martha to hear what Jesus says. You are worried and upset, doing many things. But Mary has chosen what is better, the one thing that is better. Martha must downsize her many things into one thing. She must decrease and Jesus must increase. And that is in Luke 10, to sit at his feet and to hear the word of God. When we hear the Lord pours into all that we are and all that we do, get your priorities straight. Get your soul realigned with God's agenda for you. What does he really want your life to accomplish? Martha, does he really want you to be that superwoman? Get your ears cleaned out of the clutter. Can you recognize the sound of God's voice when he speaks? We first need Mary's heart for Jesus. Then we use Martha's hands for Jesus. When I search God's word for that one thing, I discovered there is a one thing in the Old Testament and one thing in the New Testament. In Psalm 27:4, King David refers to that one thing is to worship the Lord. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. And then in the New Testament, Philippians 3:13-14, the Apostle Paul points to that one thing is eternity in heaven. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. During this pandemic, it seems that our workload and our stress level have increased in doing house chores and managing safety of our family, with added steps to sanitize everything we touch and extra care given to provide good meals and support for remote homeschooling. We have all felt a little bit more like Martha, and our hearts are heavier, carrying mental health burdens and transitioning to acquire new job skills online. It has been rather traumatic. But in this life, there are many good things that we can do. But don't get distracted from what is better. Don't get upset. Don't become overwhelmed with worries. Be in the presence of God. Listen to his word. Worship the Lord and press on heavenward in Christ Jesus. Choose what is better and sit at Jesus' feet and listen to his word. Let us pray. Lord, although Mother's Day is intended to be a day of celebration for many, for some of us, it may remind us of heartbreak, of unresolved conflict, of pain, of loss. For others, it may be full of exhaustion and discouragement this year. We pray for your peace and strength, for your healing and your comfort to pour down from the heavenly places upon our weary souls. Lord, for all my sisters as well as my brothers, we pray that we may give you our full attention, that we may stop to listen to you when you speak to us, that we sit at your feet when you meet with us to choose what is better. We pray in Jesus' holy name, amen.